food production sector is facing an existential crisis. Our appetite for seafood continues to grow, but with nearly 90% of wild fish stocks already fully exploited, overexploited, or depleted as of 2018, feeding wildlife to livestock is an unsustainable business model. Every day, the aquaculture industry has to feed billions of farmed fish. Prevented from hunting or foraging for themselves, they are left to watch for the hail of nutrients tossed from above. One of the main sources of those nutrients is wild forage fish stocks, which are made into fish meal. One source is anchoveta, a small oily fish that spawns off the coast of Chile and Peru twice a year. The upwelling, nutrient-rich Humboldt current can still result in schools so large that they can be tracked by satellite. Birds, marine mammals, and larger fish all compete for the bounty. One of nature's most spectacular events, it is also the most heavily exploited fishery in the world. Remarkably, only 2% of the total catch goes directly to feeding people. 98% is ground up into fish meal and fish oil and sold to the aquaculture industry in countries like China, Japan, and Norway. Every year, 20 million tons of forage fish, anchoveta, but also herring, sardines, and mackerel, are removed from the world's oceans. 70% goes to feeding farmed fish. Most of the rest is fed to chickens and pigs. The price of fish meal has risen as the industry grows and competition heats up for what remains. Can alternative sources of nutrition be found for farmed fish that are both economically and environmentally sustainable? Scientists, corporations, and NGOs are scrambling to find the answer. Some are looking further down the seafood chain at algae. Some are looking beyond the sea to terrestrial crops. Others, like Vickerson, are eyeing the endless supply of spoiled produce that never reaches market. Whatever the solution, researchers say we need to find it fast. Nothing less than the health of the world's oceans and our own food security depends on it. In the meantime, the aquaculture industry has been getting used to getting by with less. Nearly 3 tons of forage fish went into producing 1 ton of salmon in 1997. By 2017, forage fish made up only around 25% of a farm salmon's diet, down from 70% in the 1980s. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, or FAO, estimates that insects could replace anywhere from 25 to 100% of the remaining fish meal in the diets of farmed fish with no adverse effects. That's where the maggots come in. The urgent beep, beep of backing trucks can be heard in the delivery bay as drivers tip their otherwise worthless cargo. The seasonal menu includes a changing array of wilted lettuce, soft cucumbers, rotten tomatoes, stale bread, and moldy berries arriving from local greenhouses, farms, and bakeries. We tour different sections of the facility where countless trays and a waist-high conveyor crawls with wriggling grubs. Millions of them fatten up by gobbling a smoothie-like slurry made from whatever comes off the trucks. Only 1% will be allowed to live beyond the 2-week larval stage. Those lucky few are kept to mate and lay eggs for the next generation. The remaining 99% gorge themselves and then ride the conveyor toward the light. In this case, a large dryer where they are roasted alive. We don't have any arable land requirements, Vickerson explains. He also claims this operation doesn't create any methane. And we're able to produce more nutrients per square foot than any other farming system, because it's a vertically stacked system. Black